We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Williams, the running back, to the left of Mahomes. Now they bring Tyreek Hill in motion with it. They fake to him. Throw right side. Caught by Williams at the right pylon. Touchdown, Kansas City. Andy Reid dials up a brilliant play. A fake to Tyreek Hill and then Damian Williams across the face of the defense. Kansas City regains the lead at 2:44 to go in Super Bowl 54.
Mitch Holthus, of course, voice of the Chiefs. A misdirect. Andy Reid dials one up. His quarterback dialed one up yesterday. The Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes get a deal done. I don't know about you, Fesco, but your best friend in the whole world could call you and go, I just won the lottery, and I wouldn't be as happy as I was yesterday that Patrick Mahomes' deal was done.
Well, that's true, because you'd be jealous of your friend for winning the lottery and kind of deep down have some hatred for him, right?
Pat, you're like, yeah, that was worth it.
I mean, the first thing I thought of with Pat was he's underpaid. Even at the $503 million, which is the largest contract in the history of American professional sports. Think about that for a second now. The quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs is the highest paid athlete in the history of professional sports. Did you think we'd ever see the day where a Kansas City athlete in these times was the highest paid athlete in the history of professional sports? I didn't know we'd ever get to that point. I mean, it's pretty remarkable, because you see a small market baseball team that does it by drafting and scouting and development and all of that, and for so many years the Chiefs had kind of a little quiet air about them, that maybe they were being cheap about some things and whatnot, and some people thought that in this town that they weren't willing to spend, and now here they are, which I never understood why people thought the Chiefs weren't willing to. They were always at the salary cap. They probably spent too much at times and poorly spent at times, but now here we sit, and the highest paid player in the history of American professional sports is Patrick Mahomes, the quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs. And it's something that I never thought we'd see.
Or a number of years ago, remember, we were discussing if Tony Gonzalez wasn't in this market, how big could he be?
Right,
he's kind of a star in our own little quarter of the world. But boy, if you could showcase him to the world, what would happen? And
right.
Boy, you can't do that stuff though here in Kansas City. Blah, 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 blah.
Right. No, you can.
Fast forward. Yeah.
You can.
Got a worldly contract now.
Well, yeah. It's not just a worldly contract. I mean, it goes to show you too, Josh, the difference in the position between being a nice tight end versus a quarterback. And as we know, quarterbacks are the money makers, not only in the National Football League, but in professional sports as well. I mean, you want your kid to be a quarterback. You want your kid to be a left-handed starting pitcher. You want your kid to be able to shoot the three-point shot. Like, those are the things that get paid in professional sports. It's not necessarily the tight end. And as great as Tony Gonzalez was, and as marketable as Tony Gonzalez was and still is to this day, he wasn't a quarterback. And he wasn't a quarterback that came out of the chute as the MVP and then the Super Bowl champion and Super Bowl MVP like Patrick Mahomes did. And, for years, the Chiefs have always talked about how to expand their brand. Oh, maybe if we can get into St. Louis, or maybe we can get into Des Moines and own that market a little bit, and get out further western Kansas and take over. How can we expand our brand a little bit? Well, they found out how to expand their brand a little bit. They got Patrick Mahomes. And once they got Patrick Mahomes, the Chiefs did not have to worry about marketing their team in any other city, any other area, any other part of the globe. Patrick Mahomes has made them the it team in the National Football League. He's the it player in the National Football League, and he's become not only a local celebrity, national celebrity, he is a global star now, and the best thing to ever happen to the Kansas City Chiefs was Patrick Mahomes, and so when he signs a contract for $400 and some odd million and then up to $503 million, which is a half a billion dollars, just let that sink in for a minute, Patrick Mahomes has a contract worth half of what John Sherman just paid for the entire Royals franchise, a little bit more than what he paid, half of what he paid for the Royals franchise. When you have a guy like that, you don't need to worry about marketing yourself anymore. Patrick Mahomes is taking care of that, and he's made the Kansas City Chiefs one of the most valuable and global brands in all of sports. And that's why that $503 million figure I look at and go, probably be ripped up halfway through, and they'll probably end up giving him more money because he's going to go out there and earn more money and create more fans and more eyeballs and more people that are supporting the Kansas City Chiefs than we've ever seen before. And it was a great day yesterday to kind of get that news, and it was an exciting day to see that the Kansas City Chiefs got Patrick Mahomes signed, like we've been talking about, before training camp.
It's amazing, too, that you see a deal like this, and the numbers are eye-popping, right? And everybody's like, well, look into the details. There wasn't anybody going, look in the details. Look at this is going to be bad.
Right.
It was, wow, this guy's worth it. There should be no fear. The Chiefs have some protections as well. Like, you look at it and you go, looks like everybody got what they were looking for.
Sure, absolutely.
And not fearful of it. I mean, normally if you said 10 for whatever, you go,
ew. Yeah, right.
Especially in like baseball, you know.
Sure, ew. Right, yeah. Well, because in baseball, it's guaranteed, and you know you're going to be paying that money out. In football, we just all assume somebody will play 3 years, and this thing will be ripped up.
But I mean, this one, you're like, oh, I hope he gets out all that, and I hope, because that means good things.
Sure.
Like, you get to the end of that one, and he's got that, or you've redone it after whatever, you're like, yeah, well, I assume that also means there's a whole bunch of success that went with it. So that's cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I think it's fantastic. And I think what's great about the whole deal is the fact that you're right, Josh. Both parties seem very happy about that. And for whatever reason, no matter what the negotiation is, we always feel like there has to be a winner or a loser in the negotiations. And some people go into negotiations feeling like, I got to win this deal. And if I don't win this deal, it's not a good deal for me. Well, it's okay to go into a deal and go into a negotiation with somebody and everybody come out at the end friends, amicable, happy, excited, and ready to move forward. And that's what Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs
have. Smiling and ordering Dom. Yeah.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Getting champagne, Dom Perignon, or whatever it was that they got at the liquor store where they kind of let the cat out of the bag. And then moved on to, you know, signing the deal, taking pictures in front of, you know, a banner in front of somebody's house. I still don't know. They were last night taking pictures in front of somebody's house, maybe Veach's house, maybe Andy's house, maybe Patrick's house. I don't know. But they got the deal done, and everybody is happy about it. And it wasn't the numbers that were eye-popping to me because I'm like, it's funny money. It's, you know, NFL money, whatever the case may be. The fact that the contract is 117 pages long, that's what was eye-popping to me. What could you possibly write on 117 pages?
Everything.
Like,
get it all out of paper.
117 pages. Then you probably think 116, and then 117 is like where everybody signs or something. Like that,
where
there's a cover sheet
where you put the big X.
Yeah, right. Like, yeah, sign this now. But like, what are you doing with 117 pages? What the hell could possibly be in 117 page document that represents just one player for the Kansas City Chiefs? And so it's probably a bigger document, Josh. God's hand to God, or whatever they say. It's probably a bigger document than what Lamar Hunt wrote to move the team here to Kansas City.
Yeah, that was probably like a one page. Like, we're going, right?
We agree to give you the stadium. Cool. You pay $2,500 in rent. Yeah. We'll split the revenues. You coming? Yeah. Fine.
Yeah.
Great.
That's good. Yeah. Maybe the goal was to make the longest document, too. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Could have been.
This is the richest document and the longest contract in terms of pages.
Right.
Anybody's ever seen.
And like, then, it's about $5 million a page when you think about it.
And then I want to see the table, and they all have copies of this.
Yeah. It's in a binder.
We're all going to go through this. Are you ready?
Page 2 with the addendum here, section 2, article 3, paragraph 4. This is what we have now with Patrick Mahomes.
I mean, they had to fit all the zeros in the contract.
That is true. That's a fair point. Yeah, that's a fair point, Kramer. Very good. Yes. That's true. So you need 117 pages to fit in all the, because it's probably just like one big check that stretched like 117 pages.
And then
pages
every other sentence, like, did we mention $503 million?
Right. $500 million.
Half billion.
They keep pickup basketball, and half billion
as noted
dollars.
Before, highest. Yeah.
Yeah. highest paid player in the history of American sports. No, it really is good, and it's well deserved. And I was thinking about this last night. If we remove the Chiefs from 2020, talk about an epic fail of a year. I mean, like, this year sucks as it is already, but just think about people who don't live in Kansas City, how they're handling 2020 right now. There is literally nothing good for any other city in America right now other than Kansas City in 2020. The last real sporting event that took place was the Super Bowl, okay? That was the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl. And then the next major event that's taken place in sports since the pandemic hit is Patrick Mahomes signing a contract that everybody's happy about and not bickering about and arguing about and fighting about and peeing and moaning about and complaining about. So between the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl and Patrick Mahomes signing the contract, if you live outside of Kansas City in 2020, it sucks to be you, because there is literally nothing good to take away from this year other than what the Chiefs have done for our town. Thank God they won the Super Bowl and signed Patrick Mahomes. Otherwise, this year would be an epic total failure, more so than it already is.
Thank goodness they played the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, imagine, right. Imagine,
imagine if the NFL season stopped.
Right. Yes. Could you imagine
and you
didn't
that? Have that, and then
had
nobody else started,
the
and
Super
everything,
Bowl?
And everything else was, you know, canceling whatever. We didn't have any resolution to any sport.
Right. Or you canceled the Super Bowl like after the AFC Championship game, like the Chiefs get there, and then in the week between the virus hits, they canceled the Super Bowl. That would have been our luck, right?
Yeah. We'd all be lamenting. See what happened?
Right.
World came to a pause.
Right. World and then, ended.
And we'd be fighting for it. They should resume the season.
Right, yeah.
They should be resuming this season.
They need to play the Super Bowl. It's April, so play the Super Bowl.
Play the damn game.
Yeah, let's go. Let's get this thing moving. But I also think, too, you know, that this organization has brought now so much joy to a lot of people when the world has legitimately ended. And people have said all along, I'd be willing to see the world end to have the Chiefs win the Super Bowl. Well, we have it. We're living it right now. There's no doubt about that. We're living that right now. The world has officially come to an end, and the Chiefs did win the Super Bowl. But I think this is what sports is supposed to be. You know, what we experienced yesterday and what we experienced with the Chiefs winning that Super Bowl, those are the moments that sports fills. And when people sit there and continue to tell me that sports isn't a necessary business, or it isn't something that we need to have going on in our society right now, I'll fight you, because sports brings joy to people. And yesterday, throughout everything that's gone on in 2020, no matter what you want to talk about that went on in 2020, the one thing we all had yesterday was that one day, one moment of escapism where we could use sports to take our attention and to take our minds off all of this nonsensical stuff that has been going on since this virus hit and this pandemic hit and all of this crap that we've had to live through with quarantines and masks and people fighting with each other over masks and disease and death and all of this. What we saw yesterday is what sports is all about. And that's why, in my opinion, and I will take it to the grave, that sports is an essential business. It's more essential than a lot of things that they've allowed open during this period of time. It's more essential to me, and I know to a lot of people, for mental health reasons, for that matter, than a lot of these other businesses that have been open and doing things during this time that have been deemed essential businesses. Because yesterday, sports brought joy and a relief and a sense of normalcy to everybody here in Kansas City, and I'm sure to a lot of people around the football world as well, to see this contract happen and go, that's a positive thing we can finally talk about for the first time since the Super Bowl.
And Pat just wants the season start because he can get paid then.
That's right.
He needs football to keep going.
But so the other thing is his next 2 years are still under that rookie deal type thing, so you still got plenty of room to sign Chris Jones.
Yeah, that's the flexibility of it all, too. It wasn't like they tore up the final 2 years.
No,
and did the whole, no it's
an extension. So it's 12 more years that he has, and the next two are fairly reasonable years where you can still get Chris Jones signed. And somebody said to me, I think it was our friend Damon Bruce out in our sister station in San Francisco, he goes, so that means it's going to be like a 2-year deal for Chris Jones? I'm like, I don't know, but I mean,
it is great.
Great, you know, fine.
2, 3, whatever.
Yeah, whatever the case may be. But now they've got the ability now to go out and sign Chris Jones. And that's why I've said all along, they're going to get these things done. It's not time to panic, and there's no time to worry.
A win, win, win. Next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
Three-man rush again by Tennessee. Mahomes moving to his left, laterally chased, holding it, and gets out of bounds and up the sideline. He's not out of bounds yet. He's at the 10, inside the 10. He dives for the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. A remarkable acrobatic scramble on a 27-yard run. Maybe the best play yet of Patrick Mahomes' incredible young career.
I think it is, right,
yeah,
Josh?
That one was,
I mean,
yeah.
It's tough.
I would just close my eyes and watch the play. Yeah, pretty right. Ridiculous. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It is to me. I still think that San Francisco play in week 3, his home opener, where he's scrambling all over the back of the end zone and finds, I don't even remember who it was now. Was it the guy that's no longer here that likes Star Wars that went on to Jacksonville? Chris, whatever his name was, I don't even remember what his
Chris
name was.
Conley.
Chris Conley. Yeah, yes. Right. Was it Chris Conley that he found in the back of the end zone against San Francisco? Doesn't matter who caught the pass. It matters what Patrick Mahomes did on that play. That was always kind of my favorite Mahomes play until you see what he did against the Tennessee Titans, where they thought they had him dead to rights and he was going to run out of bounds. And I was talking to somebody. I did a slew of those interviews yesterday, man. Like all of a sudden Mahomes signs and the phone just boom, 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 boom. And so I'm doing a bunch of these interviews yesterday with folks, and we were kind of talking about you know Mahomes magic or whatever it is, and I keep going back to that Tennessee game in the regular season. 21 seconds left, he's got the ball and they're down 3, and he gets them within 17 seconds in the field goal range to win it. I mean, that the guy can do just about anything he wants to do on the field, and that's why the $503 million, I look at and I go, that's a well underpaid contract for a guy who has changed so much. He's changed the NFL. He's the face of the National Football League. He has changed this franchise. He has made this franchise a premier franchise in all of sports, and he's changed a lot of things around town. I mean, we have now got the most important athlete, I guess you could say, in American professional sports, the highest paid athlete in American professional sports, and baseball finally gets knocked down a peg. You know, all of these guys making this money in Major League Baseball. I mean, I understand Mike Trout's a good player. I'm told Mike Trout's a good player, but he has an opportunity to affect a game once, twice, three times a lady in a game. Patrick Mahomes legitimately has an opportunity to affect every single play of a game. And I'm talking when the other team's on offense as well, Josh. He affects it when the other team is on offense as well, because they're thinking, okay, we have to score. We've got to go for 2. We've got to go for it on every fourth down. There's not one other player in professional sports who changes the game on every single play, even if he's not in the game like Mahomes does.
John Harbaugh is still muttering somewhere.
Yeah, he is, no doubt.
Go for 2.
Sitting in a chair, rocking back and forth. What do I do? How do I get this guy?
Every fourth down, let's go.
Yeah. Go for it on fourth down. Go for 2. Go for it on fourth down. Go for 2.
Andrew Brandt, Monday Morning Quarterback, dropping by The Drive yesterday on 610 Sports Radio. He was an exec with the Packers and said, you know, we deal with quarterbacks. They had to deal with quarterbacks all the time between Favre and Rodgers.
Yeah.
And thinks both sides got what they were looking for.
From the Mahomes side, this is really about getting as big a number as possible.
Thank you.
And it's got to give up the lifetime contract to do it. I guess he was willing to do it. And obviously from the Chiefs side, they're willing to throw a ton of money at him as long as they could continue their precedence. In other words, the way they do contracts, the structure, the way these deals are put together, they don't fully guarantee the deal. They keep their whatever structure mechanism, guarantee mechanism that they've been using.
So you don't have that one scenario where you're like, well, yeah, that this is how we did Pat. Mm-hmm. Well, kind of the structure's kind of the same. It just there's a few extra zeros.
Yeah, a couple extra zeros, a couple of extra dollar signs, and a few extra yeses and nos. And he said that, you know, Patrick had to give up the lifetime contract. Well, it's a 12-year extension. What's a lifetime? I mean, you have to set a number on these things, right? You can't just say it's a lifetime contract. Okay, when does that expire? When does that, I mean, does he play till he's 60? I mean, what does a lifetime contract mean? So for
Bobby Bonilla?
Yeah, right. Bobby Bonilla will still be getting paid, I think, 4 years after Patrick Mahomes gets his final check from the Kansas City
yes,
Chiefs.
Yes, that's correct.
Which is, at the end of the day, the Bobby Bonilla thing is arguably one of the top 5 stories in the history of sports, because the Mets thought they were going to be better off investing with Bernie Madoff than paying Bobby Bonilla. And Bonilla's like, you'll give me this money money with a 6% interest, fine, I'll take that. It was forced savings and forced retirement. Bonilla says I'd be broke if I didn't have that situation. But the fact that Patrick Mahomes just signed a 12-year contract, essentially, Bobby Bonilla is going to be getting paid for four more years after Patrick Mahomes is done, you know, here in Kansas City. It's absolutely insane. So the whole lifetime contract thing, everybody has said, you know, they wanted to make him a lifetime member of the Kansas City Chiefs, and I'm sure ultimately that is what's going to happen, unless he wants to pull a Tom Brady and go somewhere else at the end of his career, or a Peyton Manning and go somewhere else at the end of his career, or Brett Favre go multiple places at the end of his career, flying planes and doing all that kind of stuff. Like, it could change at the end, but you can't literally give somebody a lifetime contract. You do have to put, you know, a term limit on that thing, so to speak, and let us know when this thing expires, so you can kind of work the salary cap as you move forward as well.
Trez Paler, Yahoo Sports, thinks it's a great deal for the Chiefs.
That deal is still going to look pretty good for Kansas City in 5 years, even though the average AAV is $45 million and like the next closest one is $35 million. That gap's slowly going to get made up over time, right? Because we agree football's popular. People are continue watching. TV contracts will probably continue to go up once we get past the COVID epidemic. For Kansas City to not have to tie a percentage of the cap to Mahomes, you know, they can really, like, do long-term plans. And they could have done it anyway. But, you know, that's a big deal for them. So even though they blew the number out of the water, you know, 450 is way more than anyone's ever gotten. You know, you're comfortable doing that because you're betting on the player, who's obviously a special player, and the person, who's obviously a special person.
Paler yesterday on The Drive here on 610 Sports Radio. It's a win for Pat. It's a win for the Chiefs. You've heard kind of the framework. Don't forget, it's a win for us.
Sure, it's a win for the fans.
It's like, it's a win for all the fans. You got your quarterback locked up. You're not going to worry about 5 years from now,
mm-hmm.
3 years from now.
Right.
They decide to restructure at some point. They'll probably just do it.
Correct.
Right,
yeah.
You've seen the precedent kind of the both sides have set. I don't expect that to change the dynamic between the team and Patrick and the team and his representatives, mm-hmm. and they've all handled it with just, we got this.
Yeah,
both sides handle it with like,
we're good.
We'll get a deal when there's a deal, mm-hmm. and I think that will most likely continue. And if they do a restructure at some point, we'll be like, well, it makes sense. You know, right. Look around the league and maybe it made a little sense to do it. But otherwise, you don't have to worry about it. Yeah, don't worry about it. It's 2032.
Yeah, go about your day.
Just go win titles.
Yeah, go win
just
championships.
Just go win titles now.
Continue to build Whataburgers.
It's awesome for us. We don't have to fret any of that stuff. Like
right.
We do, you know, fans, we all fret that stuff we have absolutely zero control over. It's off your plate, man.
Yeah, well, now fans are fretting what's going to happen with Chris Jones, I'm sure, right now. But anyway, yeah, they got it, and they always had it. We've been saying that since the offseason got here, that these things will take place, these things will happen. And so far, we're kind of one for one on that, and I expect to be two for two with a Chris Jones move taking place sometime soon. Just to put this into perspective, Mahomes' 12-year deal, which is what it is incredibly rare. Cowboys left tackle Tyron Smith is the only other NFL player with a contract lasting more than 6 years. So Patrick Mahomes doubled what Cowboys tackle Tyron Smith has right now. And how long is 12 years ago? 12 years ago is when David Tyree caught the ball on his helmet for the Giants to beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl. That was 12 years ago. And a lot can change over the course of 12 years. I mean, like I said earlier, Kansas City now has a Whataburger because of Patrick Mahomes.
Or there's a Whataburger and then Patrick decided to stay for 12 years.
Stay for 12 years.
However,
that could be it.
Whatever direction you wanted. Like, that was the
which
final.
Which came first, the like, Whataburger the final, or the Mahomes?
I mean, that might be in that 117 pages or whatever. Now there's Whataburger. I'm comfortable signing this and all those things. Who knows?
You know, we always say scholars will debate. Did Patrick Mahomes decide to ultimately sign the contract because Whataburger officially came to Kansas City? Or did Whataburger know that Mahomes was going to sign the deal and be here 12 years so they knew they would make money so they should build in Kansas City because they knew they had a built-in customer base with Patrick?
However it worked, I'm good.
Right.
I'm good.
I don't know which one it is. Chicken, egg, chicken, which comes first? I don't know, but it seems like a nice marriage between the two.
And good for you. Win-win and win.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty awesome. 913-576-7610 on the Smitty's Garage Burgers and Beer text line. Anything you'd like to discuss, we will shout it out coming up in just a few minutes. 913-576-7610 to text in. Bar raised. Good. I'll explain next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
24-14 Houston. 6:39 to go, second quarter. Sprint out action to the right side. Mahomes holding it, holding it. Now fires it late. Kelsey gets into the end zone, turning his left shoulder. Touchdown! Kansas City! 20 points in lightning fashion by the Kansas City Chiefs. Great protection. And Travis Kelsey is tearing the Texans up.
Chiefs Radio Network on the call.
No, not to take anything away from Patrick Mahomes. Pretty easy to tear up a Bill O'Brien team. It's not hard, right?
Not in the moment, but yeah. Hindsight,
51-7 run.
We are the new official broadcast partner of the Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio. You can hear the games coming up this fall on our sister station, 106.5 The Wolf. And then we will have all kinds of coverage surrounding the games. Live press conference today. From Arrowhead with Patrick Mahomes, 12:30 live on 610 Sports Radio during Cody and Gold. And then Patrick Mahomes will join the drive today sometime after 2 this afternoon here on 610 Sports Radio. 913-576-7610. Text line open for you. We'll shout it out coming up in just a few minutes. So now he's like set the bar, which no one
top
should.
Top shelf you think he's got
which
now?
Which no one should conceivably eclipse. We know how contracts work. Mm-hmm. Like, so now immediately from the national perspective, there was like, what about Deshaun Watson? And what about Lamar Jackson? And
what about him?
And I'm like, well, I can try to chase that money. They shouldn't be in Pat money range.
No.
But then I thought about it more and I'm like, I hope they are. I hope every quarterback, I hope every team now gets in a spot where he's driven the price up.
Mm-hmm.
And then every quarterback wants his kind of money, because there could be a whole bunch of teams in a real bad spot.
Yeah. Oh God. Yes. Right? And you know, like, the way the Texans are managed, they'll probably screw up Deshaun Watson and be in salary cap hell.
Cause I'm good. Like, he's worth it.
Yeah.
You got to figure out some things. Yes. But go for it and do it. At least you don't have to go, boy, I don't know if we should have paid him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not the biggest Kirk Cousins fan in the world.
Okay? Correct.
Commanded a lot of money.
Right. $83 million guaranteed.
Those types. Like, I hope a bunch of teams get into bad quarterback deals.
Yeah.
It's good for us.
Sure it is.
Like, I know our guy's good. I know our guy's good for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Next guy up. I mean, I hope the Cowboys see this and go, yep, I guess we got to pay Dak now. Go for it. Great. Do that. Spend bad money. Go ahead and spend bad money on quarterbacks. I hope some of those next quarterbacks are in line. The Rams go, oh, we should probably tear it up and go with Jared Goff for 15 years. Do all kinds of those stupid things. Go for it. You don't have Pat. I'm good.
Right.
Like, I'm good. I hope the result is he set the bar and there's a whole bunch of bad quarterback contracts to follow and teams screw it up.
Well, you say you're not Pat, and there's nobody out there that is Patrick Mahomes, and nobody out there that deserves to be even sniffing around the money that Patrick Mahomes got as the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs yesterday. A $503 million contract, $400 and some million, and then, you know, bonuses from there on out. But I think when I look at what's going to happen now around the NFL, and people were asking about that around the NFL yesterday when I was talking to a lot of folks, and they're like, okay, so who's going to be the next one to get paid? And I'm like, there really shouldn't be a next one to get paid. I love Deshaun Watson. I love watching Lamar Jackson play. I think Dak Prescott's a product of being the Dallas Cowboys quarterback. And when you are the Dallas Cowboys quarterback, people fancy you as good. And Dak Prescott, to me, is an average quarterback in the NFL. His teams don't win. He's not a leader. He didn't even handle the COVID situation right as the leader of an organization. If I'm Jerry Jones, I'm standing pat for the next 2 years on the contract and the franchise deal that I have with Dak Prescott. He's got a new coach and he hasn't won. And so to me, if you are the quarterback of a football team and you're looking to get somewhere in the realm of what Patrick Mahomes is making, Dak Prescott isn't even involved in the conversation. But you know who is? Deshaun Watson. He's been great in this league and leads his team to the postseason despite having Bill O'Brien as the head football coach. Think about that for a minute. What Deshaun Watson has been able to do by towing along his head coach has been remarkable. Lamar Jackson coming off an MVP 14-2 type of season. I think last year was the year the Chiefs had 2 seasons ago. They're going to learn how to win. They're going to make some noise in the playoffs. They won't beat the Chiefs, but they'll make some noise in the playoffs. I think Lamar Jackson could sniff around that contract, but nothing close to what Patrick's getting. But Dak Prescott, the name Dak Prescott to me signifies marginally average, which is what the Dallas Cowboys have been since their last Super Bowl win 25 plus years ago. And so if Dak Prescott wants to get paid this money that Patrick Mahomes is getting paid right now, then he ought to play better and ought to lead his teams to more wins and ought to do the right thing during the COVID times and not go out and host parties and attend parties and do all that kind of stuff.
I just hope there's some young quarterbacks we don't know about. The teams are kind of wedded to. You know how we used to talk all the time about teams getting backed in the corner by the quarterbacks and then having to pay, like, because you're like, I don't have the next guy.
Right.
I hope there's a whole bunch of those deals. Like, pay Gardner Minshew. Like,
go for it.
Just go for it.
Yeah,
just
pay him.
Just waste your time.
Mm-hmm.
Every team in the AFC West, just waste your time. Pay, we don't know. Just pay Justin Herbert now.
Right. Go for it.
Just pay Drew Lock now. Just
pay
him. Just, we don't know if they're anything. Just waste a bunch of money and do that now.
Right.
I'll be Rex quarterback contracts. It makes teams panic and sign teams. And then you're like, okay, good. You go ahead and scramble around and see if he's your guy or not. I'm good. I know he's our guy.
Think about the rest of the AFC West right now. You don't stand a chance for the next 12 years. I mean, you really don't. And somebody said, what if a team gets somebody similar to Patrick Mahomes? I'm like, we have never seen anybody like Patrick Mahomes or similar to Patrick Mahomes in the history of this league. I'm not counting on anybody getting anybody similar to Patrick Mahomes. And if they do get somebody similar to Patrick Mahomes, they still don't have Patrick Mahomes and they still don't have Andy Reid on the sidelines and the two of those guys together. The rest of the AFC West is basically up a creek without a paddle right now for the next decade plus.
Let's shout it out. 913-576-7610. That's the text line number, brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow Service. They are simply the best.
Check them out at southlandtow.com. Mention 610 and get 10% off.
Pumping iron and feeling cool. I need a massive glass of chocolate milk pronto. It's good you're getting in your morning workout today.
Yeah, there you go. Get your chocolate milk in too. That's good after a workout.
I love that that's considered a good thing, because I've always loved chocolate milk.
Yeah, and for a while there, it was not good for you.
Then you had these studies like, it's really good after a workout. Okay, cool, great.
Cool, but you actually have to work out. You just can't do a couple of jumping jacks and then chug chocolate milk.
There is two parts of that one as well. I'm in Hollister, Missouri for vacation. Went to Branson Landing for dinner. No one was wearing masks. I wasn't bothered by it. Okay.
Well, I'm bothered by it. If I go a place and the masks aren't on, I'm gone. I'm not hanging out there.
I'm not.
If you're sitting at your table eating, that's different.
I'm just not ready to go out to dinner. I'm good with that. Good with
you got an outdoor patio. I'll go sit outside. I mean, to each his own. But the more and more people that are comfortable with folks not wearing masks in public places, the longer this thing is going to go on, and the longer we're going to have to wear masks, and the longer we're probably not going to be able to go watch Patrick Mahomes play in person.
I will be 46 years old when this contract expires. Just think of things like that. Yeah.
Well, I wish I was you, because I will not be
46 by the time his contract's over.
I'll be 55 by the time his contract is over.
I'll be 35.
Good Lord.
Seriously?
Yep.
Oh, my God. You're so young.
You'll be in your 60s, right?
You'll be
retired.
Done.
You may be retired.
I hope so.
I hope you are too, Josh.
I hope so. Nope, I ain't working.
Hey,
then.
I hope we retire today.
Yeah.
So sign me to a contract of $500 million, right?
Just signing bonus.
Yeah.
Just the percentage of that deal out. So everybody is happy. You think Chris Jones and his agent are happy today? Really? I think they are.
Yeah, sure. Because the Patrick Mahomes deal is done, and now the focus can turn to them.
Gave them some flexibility to not be out of the ballpark in the first couple years of that contract. So,
right.
Yeah, I would think they're okay.
I would hope nobody is negative about this contract. I talked to a buddy of mine last night. I went over to his house, picked something up, and he goes, I've seen some negative things from Chiefs fans on this one. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Why? Because people immediately now in sports, how does this impact the cap? Trust the Chiefs, man. I've been telling you this since Brett Veach has kind of taken over as general manager. Trust the Chiefs. They know what they're doing.
Yeah, there's one right here on the text line. He just put the Chiefs in cap hell.
No, he didn't.
Chris Jones.
No, he did not.
Andrew Brandt, Monday morning quarterback, has negotiated these types of deals and also has been saying high-paid quarterback doesn't make you stuck.
If you read my tweets, I've kind of clapped back against this narrative out there that you pay a quarterback top-tier money, you can't afford to build a Super Bowl team around him. I just think that's tired, that's lazy, that's cop-out. You know, I managed the Packers 10 years, always had Favre, Rodgers, top-pick quarterback. think about now, we have a $200 million cap. I would imagine Mahomes' cap number this year is, I don't know, in the 20 to 30 range. And you got half your team, probably at least half your team, on rookie contracts. So say they're all making a $1 million cap number. That's between Mahomes and 40 players on your team, you're counting about $60, $70 million. So you can come up with $130 million in cap room for the other 25 players. So I just think that that's a cop-out. Now, if teams have mismanaged the cap and have a lot of dead money because of bad contracts, that's another issue. That has nothing to do with paying quarterbacks.
There you go.
I love it.
And that's negotiated contracts for a living. Like, you can do it. Stop saying you can't.
Stop saying you can't. I mean, we've been telling you for years that the salary cap is basically a myth. We had the Clark Hunt comment on that. We can make it work. We'll figure it out. You know, like,
well, and you can't get yourself into bad contracts, and you have to be savvy with the draft and with young players, right, and all those things. Yeah, that the onus is on them to get it right. Doesn't preclude you from doing it.
Look, as much as we talk about the Royals having to do scouting and development to build their organization, well, the Chiefs may have to do a little bit of that. And you know what? Two of their weapons, they're already off to a pretty good start with Mecole Hardman, and we haven't seen Clyde Edwards-Helaire yet out there on the field. But by all accounts, I mean, you get those two guys for the next couple of years on rookie contracts doing things out there on the field that we haven't seen before. It's going to be just fine. And 20 of 22 starters are coming back. Guys are signed up long-term. What player have the Chiefs, since Brett Veach has taken over as general manager, what player have the Chiefs missed out on that they weren't able to sign or had to give up because of salary cap reasons? I can't think of one.
Shout it out. I can finally buy a 15 jersey now that we're going to kick the tires on Patrick. LOL. Yeah, I think you can pretty much commit to that.
Because he has a no trade clause as well. So now, yeah, you can not just the jersey, Josh, you can commit to the authentic NFL jersey that prices you about $200. I would feel confident about making that purchase today.
I coach my son's baseball team. He's been struggling at the plate this year. We've been working off the tee for the last 2 weeks straight every night, which was very frustrating for my son. He thought hitting off tees was for kids.
For kids, yeah.
Last night, he had a single, two triples, and four RBI. Proud dad moment.
That's awesome, man. I'm proud of you, man. Way to go, dad. I mean, there's nothing better than seeing your kid have success. And, you know, I'm coaching my kid's softball team, second assistant, very important role on the team. Not like Coach Steve, who's the third assistant, shows up every third Tuesday to practice. But, you know, second assistant, got a big role. To see the kids have success, Josh, there's nothing better.
Yeah.
There is nothing better in life than watching your kid or the kids you coach go out there and take their hard work in practice and have success on game day and have success on the field. It is so heartwarming. I get so excited for these kids to see them have success. I can't contain it, man. It's just so much fun.
Shout out, our first child, Wyatt, is 3 weeks old today.
Congratulations.
Cool. He'll be 12 when Patrick's contract runs out. And it goes fast.
It does.
Just so you know,
yeah,
he'll be 12 before you
blink,
it.
Man.
I love beer. That from the
Ryan
from the text line. Ryan texting in.
Ryan and Binkley fighting for the text line today.
Yeah. When is Mahomes getting married? That comes the text line.
You know that has to be next, right?
Yeah.
Everyone else is there left to check all the boxes, right?
I would think. I was just envisioning he and Brittany. Getting that moment last night, not that moment, but that moment last night where it's just the two of them and they're just, holy crap.
Right.
And just close all the, you know, draw the drapes and just jump up and down and giggle like kids.
Do you do that? Or do you just sit there and go, wow?
No, I think he prances around the room going,
do you?
and act the fool.
I mean,
I would,
ultimately
yeah.
He had life changing money before this, right?
Well,
not this, but this is different, right?
This is, yeah.
I would think there's probably a moment that him and Pop shared too.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
You know, because I still maintain that Patrick Mahomes' success is attributed to not only him, obviously, but everybody around
him. Proud dad.
Mom,
proud dad moment.
His agents, his coaches, like everybody around him and what they've done for him and put him in the best possible positions to succeed. I think one of the most important things that Patrick Mahomes experienced in life was hanging out with A-Rod as a kid. and being around a clubhouse and seeing Derek Jeter and A-Rod work their tail off.
Remember that day he told A-Rod, I'm going to blow your contract out of the water? That day is a proud moment for him as well.
Right. A-Rod, 10 for 252. Patrick, 10 for 503. Hold my juice box, A-Rod.
That is today's edition of Shout It Out. Text line always open for you, 913-576-7610. The NFL, as a whole, finally has its day as well. Next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
Williams, the running back to the left of Mahomes. Now they bring Tyreek Hill in motion with it. They fake to him. Throw right side. Caught by Williams at the right pylon. Touchdown, Kansas City. Andy Reid dials up a brilliant play. A fake to Tyreek Hill and then Damian Williams across the face of the defense. Kansas City regains the lead at 2:44 to go in Super Bowl 54.
Chiefs Radio Network on the call. Of course, 610 Sports Radio, the new official broadcast partner of the Chiefs. Press conference today with Patrick Mahomes coming up at 12:30 live here on 610 Sports Radio during Cody and Gold. And then Patrick Mahomes will join the drive today sometime after 2 o'clock. Along with Bob Fesco, I'm Josh Klingler. Kramer Sansone producing today. Not only a huge day for the Chiefs, not only a huge day for Patrick Mahomes, not only a huge day for us, the fans. Pretty big day for the NFL as well.
No question.
Because they overtook baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not just like a sport, but like a contract.
Contract, finally, right?
Is greater than baseball. Like, bigger than Mike Trout, 12 for $426.5 million,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
More than Bryce Harper, 13 for $330 million. More than Garrett Cole, 9 years and $324 million. Heck, Pujols. Remember Pujols' contract? 10 for $240 million.
God. Are they still in that thing? Yeah, Pujols is getting paid longer than Bonilla.
Yeah. A-Rod had two, like 10 for $252 million and 10 for $275 million.
It
remember
took A-Rod 20 years to make what Mahomes is going to make in 12.
And now you got Pat with 10-year extension, 503. The NFL just took over a contract.
Yep, finally.
They're gonna be ecstatic today.
Well, and the difference, you know, finally in all of this is you have a player that you can legitimately in the NFL, Josh, invest long-term in. I mean, in the NFL, investing long-term in a player is 4 years, maybe a fifth year because of how, you know, violent this league is. But with the way that the rules have changed over the years and the protections that have been put in place now, you know, for the quarterbacks, they're keeping the quarterbacks healthy, not only because they are the position that everybody's spending the most money on and they're the biggest investment on the field, but they're what you go watch play. I mean, you talk about the great players in the NFL, and my goodness, we mentioned them all already in this first hour when we talk about Deshaun Watson and Russell Wilson and Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson and, you know, some of these great quarterbacks in the NFL. You're going to watch, you know, Tom Brady and Peyton Manning and those guys back in the day. You went and watched those quarterbacks play, and finally they've got enough rules in place, and you finally had the perfect storm of a player where you could invest a lot of years and a lot of money into somebody, which you haven't been able to do before. And quite honestly, I don't know that there's anybody out there again right now that I would be willing to take this kind of leap for in the National Football League other than Patrick Mahomes. As good as Deshaun Watson is, and as much as I love Lamar Jackson, I don't know that I'm issuing them 10-year extensions. They haven't won a Super Bowl, you know? They haven't led their team to the Super Bowl. I know Lamar's got the MVP, but still, when the playoffs come around, Lamar Jackson is turtled. And so I don't know that that's a guy that I'm giving 10 for 503 to, or whatever the number is that you want to use for Patrick Mahomes. I don't know that that guy exists. But in baseball, you were always able to give those long-term deals because the odds of you getting hurt in baseball aren't the same as the odds of you getting hurt in the National Football League. Baseball has, you know, hangnail injuries, and they're out for 10 days or whatever the case may be, and they come back and they're ready to roll.
But also, I don't know that I'm willing to go 10. I mean, 10's a long time.
10's a long time.
And with
yeah.
Pat, I'm going, that's fine.
That's
yes,
fine.
I want him like that.
But he's only 24. By the time he reaches the end of this contract, he's, what, 36 years old?
You
Tom Brady's still playing at 43.
Yeah, no. You remember, though, the A-Rod, and they were 10.
10, yeah.
And Pujols going,
well, Pujols was a little bit different. A-Rod was at least younger.
Age factored into the Pujols when you're like 10. You're insane. Stanton, you're crazy.
Yeah, he signed like a $13 million deal.
Bryce Harper, what has he won? You know, I mean, there's all those long term deals. And you go, even in baseball, you're like, what are you doing here? And I know they get fully guaranteed. And Pat's isn't fully guaranteed,
right.
But if he lives up to everything, it's going to be fully guaranteed.
Fully guaranteed. I mean, yeah,
it's and then. you know, it could be a double-edged sword. It might not be a great day for the NFL because the NFL's been king, like, already. Do they really want to be king of the contracts? I mean, they're probably secretly to themselves going, man, we got to the top of this. We haven't had to give out these baseball-like contracts right. in order to get it done.
But you know what, though, Josh? The NFL officially became king yesterday because they did take over. I mean, that was the final piece of the puzzle to assert itself as the dominant leader in all of sports. I mean, it's got the TV ratings, the fandom. Everybody loves the NFL, but they were never up there with the paying of the guys. And we had this conversation a year and a half ago about Kyler Murray. Man, he's leaving baseball and giving up $8 million to go take a chance in the NFL where contracts aren't guaranteed and you could be, you know, out of the league in a couple of years if you don't have success. And he's going to play for Kingsbury, and oh my goodness, it's a bad situation for Kyler Murray. Is he making the right decision to go play football instead of taking the guaranteed money for baseball? And now I think you're seeing in the NFL that I think this contract that we saw yesterday does more damage to baseball than anybody's willing to realize, because now you can't just use all of these baseball guaranteed contracts to lure kids into the sport. The NFL can turn around and go, well, we gave 10 for 503 to Patrick Mahomes and $35 million to Aaron Rodgers and $35 million to Russell Wilson. And a lot of these guys, Josh, that are deciding between baseball and football right now are the shortstop quarterback. And making this kind of money in the NFL is now dwarfing what you can make ultimately in Major League Baseball. And I think baseball's, you know, run as, hey, we got guaranteed contracts, can make all this money, I think that took a big hit yesterday, and I think we'll continue to take a big hit.
Therese Paylor, Yahoo Sports, our 610 Sports Radio NFL insider on the drive, says this contract also helps the Chiefs plan for the future.
I think Chiefs fans should just be thrilled. In a world where you kind of don't know what's coming day to day, you know, you kind of got this generational talent at the league's most important position locked up for over a decade. That is superb. And most important thing, guys, sounds like they didn't have to tie a percentage of the cap to the deal. And, you know, that's huge, because if any player had the ability to command that, it was him. And, you know, the Chiefs being able to put down a number for that guy, that's important. Like, that's really important. They can do planning going forward with that. And that's important for teams. So, and also just in Mahomes' case, guys, you know, this is the richest contract in sports history. So, you know, maybe he didn't, yeah, I mean, it's still historic. Maybe he didn't sign, you know, one that was tied to a position, a percentage of the cap. But at the end of the day, anytime you can set the record for most money made in a contract in sports history, you kind of just got to do that.
Yeah, I thought there was going to be a lot of that. Like, if the cap goes up, mm-hmm. you know, you go up and all those things. If that wasn't part of the deal, kind of so be it, because right now you don't know where the cap's going to go.
No,
like,
you really
don't. Talking about, like, could you have to offset some things for the next few years and try to
borrow against
the cap to keep it kind of where it's at, or there might not be any massive increases in the near future. So he's comfortable doing that. And you have the end number. I mean, it seems like everybody was comfortable with where this thing ended up. So
I was
kind of surprised. I thought maybe this would be that revolutionary, like, he's going to get an escalator clause in his contract. The cap goes up, he goes up a percentage thing. But hey, if you got that end number and he's good with it, sounds like a pretty good end number.
And so, you know, you're going to keep the band together for a long time too, because other than Travis Kelce, who is 30 years old, all the weapons, Josh, are in their 20s. I mean, you look at Damian Williams, who will probably come off the books after next season at 28 years old. He's the old veteran of the group with Travis Kelce. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, who we haven't seen yet, 21. Mecole Hardman's 22. Sammy Watkins is up there at 27. And Tyreek Hill's starting to get up a little long there in the tooth. He's 26 years old. Oh, my goodness, right? Yeah. So you've got, like, a lot of these guys and that are all of his weapons that are under 28 years old for the most part. And that's a really good thing. And that means they're young, they're fast, and a lot of them are still on those cheap contracts too. I mean, you look at, you know, Clyde Edwards-Helaire and Mecole Hardman, two guys are probably going to be around longer than anybody else as a weapon right now for Patrick Mahomes, just because of age. They're both 21 and 22 years old playing on rookie contracts.
610 Sports Radio, KCSP Kansas City, WDF HD2 Kansas City, radio.com sports station. Time now for a little Today in Royals history.
This is Kurt Nelson, director of the Royals Hall of Fame. Let's take a look back at Today in Royals history.
No outs to go. The Royals have won the 1985 World Series.
Swinging a ground ball to third is fair. Fair ball up the left field line. Here's Cologne, and the Royals win it.
They might be going to call George Brett out.
Well, he is. He's out.
Yes, sir.
Brett is out. Look at this. He is out and having to be forcibly restrained.
Tiger Stadium was the scene of many great offensive performances during its 78-year run as the home of the Detroit Tigers. But not so much 30 years ago today, on July 7th, 1990, or the night before for that matter. On Friday night, July 6th, future Hall of Famer Jack Morris of the Tigers had one-hit the Royals. In fact, the Royals' only base runner was Curt Stillwell, who singled with one out in the top of the first inning in a 4-0 Tigers win. The very next day, on July 7th, 1990, Royals rookie starting pitcher Kevin Apier returned the favor, throwing a one-hitter against the Tigers. The only hit Apier surrendered was to the very first batter he faced, a leadoff single by Lou Whitaker in the bottom of the first inning. The Royals got all the offense they needed in the third, when DH Pat Tabler led off with a single, Mike McFarland followed with a double. With one out, Kevin Seitzer was intentionally walked to load the bases. Curt Stillwell then singled home both Tabler and McFarland. This time the Royals won 4-0. Apier threw 122 pitches, surrendering just the one hit, on his way to his first complete game and his first shutout of his major league career. It was the first of a pair of one-hit performances for Apier during his Royals Hall of Fame career, and the 13th one-hitter in Royals franchise history.
One of my favorites, Kevin Apier, thanks to Curt Nelson, Royals Hall of Fame, that leadoff single.
Ugh. Yeah, the leadoff single, that gets rid of the perfect game, no-hitter, and all
locked.
That right
should have been
away.
Locked in to start the game.
All the pressure is off. Spaceman Bob, who I think had llamas out in Lewisburg, if I'm not mistaken.
That was.
Or were they
the
emus?
I want to say llamas.
I think it was llamas. I would love to have a llama.
You can. Sales commercials all the time.
I know. You get the... Like, wouldn't it be cool to have your own llama?
I think that's a sign you made it.
Is that the sign?
He's like, I got llamas.
Patrick going to get some why? Llamas and like, emus now?
Why? Because I can.
Because I can.
I feel like that's it's a real because I can moment.
Yeah. There's certain things in life that you just do because you're financially well off and you can do whatever you
want.
You
bought a llama? And you're like, why?
Why? Because I can.
Like, why not?
Yeah. That's ultimately what it becomes. Yeah, why not? But no, I would love to have a llama. I passed a llama farm in Colorado or New Mexico the last week when we were on vacation, and I just get so envious. I'm like, I want a llama. I don't know what it is about that, or an alpaca. I would love to have one of those, an alpaca, a llama, or an emu.
Is the emu one you can have burgers from?
Well, I think you can eat all three.
But there's like wasn't like emu burger like a thing for a while? No,
I don't know. Maybe emu eggs. No, those are ostrich eggs. Are they Scotch?
I mean, there is a recipe for emu burger.
Yeah, there's a recipe. You could eat anything.
Yeah,
true. But I was thinking that was a hot one for a while. The emu burger.
The emu burger.
Is
that like the surprise burger or whatever they have there? The impossible burger.
The impossible burger.
The impossibly loaded with salt burger.
Speaking of the Royals, they open the season at Cleveland. Friday, July 24th, a 6:10 p.m. start. Of course, right here on 610 Sports Radio, home opener on the 31st against the White Sox as the team continues summer camp workouts at the K ahead of the opener. More on that coming up in a few minutes where baseball may have swung and missed yet again.
Not their fault.
They didn't know. Not completely.
I mean, you know, Patrick kind of stole the thunder, and I'm sure other cities will be talking about their schedule. I guarantee you right now in St. Louis, they are breaking down the schedule by game.
For sure. Mike Silver, NFL Network. Patrick Mahomes gets the big deal. Well, yeah. He's the it guy.
Patrick Mahomes is the it player in football on and off the field, and the Chiefs, for the foreseeable future, are the it team. Great move by the Chiefs to get this done. And as far as the player, yeah, it's a long commitment, but look, if you're Patrick Mahomes and you do what we all think you're gonna do, it's probably not the last extension you're gonna get. They might tear it up. I remember talking to Kurt Warner after his out-of-nowhere MVP season, the 99 season, and the Rams were kind of giving him a lowball extension. He didn't have much leverage. He said, what do you think I should do? I said, I think you should take everything you can get up front, keep playing like you're playing, and you'll get a new deal soon. For once, I was actually close to the mark. But the point is, if you're Patrick Mahomes, take the money, be happy. go do Patrick Mahomes things. You're only going to get more.
It'll all work out.
But I don't know if you're looking at it kind of the same way I am. Like, I see this 12-year deal, 10-year extension, $500 million, whatever the case may be. And my first thought is, number one, he's underpaid. And number two, we're not going to see the end of that contract. He's going to outperform that contract, Josh. He's going to do Patrick Mahomes things, as Mike Silver said on NFL Network yesterday. And I think he's going to outperform that contract. And I think other guys are going to start to get paid, and they're going to continue to want to make him the highest paid player, you know, in the NFL. 12 years is a long time, and a $45 million a year contract in 5 years may look like the biggest bargain in the history of sports, right? And if you get to that point, there's a couple more Super Bowl championships and an MVP tacked on as well to everything that he's already done, and you're 5 years into this contract, you as an organization, you as a player may look at that and go, it's time to kind of rip this thing up. And the Chiefs have already shown they're willing to pay Patrick Mahomes, or anybody. If you outperform what you're doing, we'll take care of you. And the Chiefs have taken care of Patrick Mahomes, but I think he's going to outperform this contract.
I do too. I think there's no worry that he's going to be locked in, and at some point he's going to be upset.
Yeah, absolutely. No question about it. Well, speaking of outperforming, that's what happens at Smokehouse Barbecue every single time we get food from Smokehouse Barbecue, whether it's their unbelievable burnt ends, their delicious baby back ribs, or even, of course, their award-winning Cajun butter chicken wings. Smokehouse Barbecue outperforms every single time. And who could get an order at Smokehouse Barbecue without getting their world-famous hickory pit beans? They cook under the brisket for the last couple of hours and get the drippings of the brisket in the beans to give them a flavor that nobody else can match. And Smokehouse Barbecue, you know, really kept us fed during quarantine. They had curbside pickup that was fantastic, and they still have curbside and carry out going on right now, but also their dining rooms are open as well. So if you want to go sit down, have a great meal, check out one of the three Smokehouse Barbecue locations, whether it's Gladstone, Zona Rosa, or Independence. You will be wowed by what you get at Smokehouse Barbecue. And if you're a fish lover like I am, their smoked salmon is fantastic also. Use them to cater your summertime parties, use them for carry out, use them for dining, whatever you need, Smokehouse Barbecue can take care of you. And they'll even ship nationwide as well. So go to smokehousebbq.com. That's smokehousebbq.com for over 30 years at Smokehouse Barbecue.
Not sure if the contract equates to a new bar for Patrick Mahomes, but it certainly gives us like the end date, the time frame. So like, what are you looking to get in the next 12 years?
Right.
Not that we think that could be it, right? If you're doing all those things, the end game might not be, we don't have the end date yet, but we have 12 definitive, right?
Right.
So what would define success over 12 years, next 12 years?
Well, I think for me, you know, success is going to be defined by everybody a little bit differently, but I think at minimum, okay, this is the bare minimum of what I expect over the next 12 years for Patrick Mahomes. I expect him to win the division every single year. Tom Brady did that in New England, okay? They had a 20-year run, Josh. Maybe they lost the division one time in that 20 years. So asking Mahomes and the Chiefs to be division champs for the next 12 years, I don't really think is out of the ordinary right now for a player and a roster and a team that is as dynamic as the Kansas City Chiefs are. So I'll set it up as that, and I'll say that at bare minimum, you win the division every single year that Patrick Mahomes is the quarterback of this team, barring, you know, a Matt Castle having to fill in for the year or something of that nature. So, and I think that's the only year the Patriots didn't win that division, is when Matt Castle went 11-5 and Tom Brady missed that entire season because of Bernard Pollard. So I think at minimum, win the division every single year. I would also say at minimum, in the next 12 years, take me to six Super Bowls, okay? Take me to six Super Bowls in the next 12 years and win three at minimum. Bare minimum, win three of those Super Bowls. So by the time the 12 years is up, you have all the division championships, six Super Bowl appearances, seven Super Bowl appearances, and four titles. I think that's fair. I think that is fair, because I am under the belief that Patrick Mahomes is better than Tom Brady, and Tom Brady is considered the greatest of all time. I believe Patrick Mahomes is better and will be better at the end than Tom Brady. Now, Tom Brady did that over 20 years in New England, you know, winning the six Super Bowl championships, going to nine Super Bowls, because he had three losses, two to the Giants, one to the Eagles. So in 12 years, I'm basically asking Patrick Mahomes to kind of be on par with what Tom Brady did. And I think he can be on par with what Tom Brady did, because this isn't just a quarterback-led team. This is a team that has a really good defense right now, an unbelievable head coach, and the best player we've ever seen in the history of the National Football League. So, yeah, I'm asking you to kind of be on par with Tom Brady. I don't think that's a lot to ask. I don't think the expectations are too high
now. And you could say, well, man, look at the crop of quarterbacks that Pat's playing with now. Tom Brady was doing that, too. I mean, you know, he slouches around.
Eli, Peyton, Ben, you know, that's just three right there that he was playing with consistently.
An era of really good quarterbacks. I think the AFC West will ultimately be better than the AFC East was during that run. Okay.
The Jets had a couple of good years
I'm giving more credit to the division.
Okay.
Denver and LA.
But the Chiefs are still better than those teams.
And probably the Raiders at some point. Yeah, I'm not saying they're not, but I'm just saying I think the division will ultimately be better. So my bar's a little bit about 10 of 12. It went 10 of 12 division titles.
Okay.
Maybe there's a year you're still in the postseason, but you're you finished 11-5 and there's a 12-4 in your division, whatever.
Why did you lose the division? What happened?
Somebody else is good. Somebody else had their year. Somebody else is good.
How can somebody else be good when they don't have Mahomes?
I would agree. And then I had I just don't want to get too greedy, but yeah, 5 appearances in 12 years in the Super Bowl feels maybe low, but I was with you, got like 3 wins. You give me 3 Super Bowls in the next 12 years. And 5 appearances. I don't think you go to every single one and win every single one. But if you're doing that, you're really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're above that, you're like, oh man, this is really, really awesome. I think the expectation level should be pretty high.
It has to.
You have the highest, and I'm not. It's not even about living up to the quarterback. But you have the talent of this quarterback, mm-hmm. not the contract, not the albatross contract of a quarterback. You have the talent of this quarterback that you should expect to be in the mix every single year.
Every single year. It's not like you're paying Albert Pujols to play first base, or you're paying Mike Trout to play center field, where those guys don't have an opportunity to impact every single play. As we talked about earlier, Mahomes impacts every single play of every game that he's involved in, both offensively and defensively. He's a game changer on the field, and he's a game changer the week of. And as we said for the last couple of years, the Chiefs are winning on Monday. They're winning on Tuesday. They're winning on Wednesday because teams are spending so much time trying to figure out things that they don't put together a good enough game plan to beat them.
This week they're winning on Monday and Tuesday as well.
No doubt.
Leave it to baseball. We'll discuss next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.